Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on RadioMD, iHeart, or wherever you download us from. Thanks very much for downloading us. Tell your friends about us. Rate us weekly. This is 1037A, the news of the week, and what it means to you. That's really important. It isn't just the medical news of the week. It's what it means to you that is so important. And today we have a wonderful session, a new engineer even. Brad is our engineer today. So big three cheers for Brad. We have done a few with him before. But Caitlin, our usual engineer, is playing in Endicottville. That's right. We're all over the country. Our sponsor, Persona Nutrition, located in Seattle and Pittsburgh and Florida. The reason I hate to say it, Pittsburgh, is obviously relates to a football team compared to the Cleveland Browns. But I think we did win the last game, as I remember it, between the two. I think that was the only game in 20 years. And that speaks to who was our guest last week in the B segment. So the A's are always the news of the week. The B's are always guests. We had fans on. That's right. Larry Olmsted talked to us about why fans were so important last week. You'll want to get that. That's a great interview. He gave a sensational interview, 1036A, and you might even find out why I love Michael Jordan and LeBron James so much. That's part of my secret, in fact, that I tell in that interview. Today, I should tell you that I am excited that Persona Nutrition has renewed as our sponsor. If you're confused about vitamins, Persona experts cut through the hype and confusion. Imagine supplements customized to your needs, even for the great age reboot that we're going to experience, and you're going to get younger. Visit mypersona.com and take the free online assessment. Mypersona.com isn't tell you you're going to get younger. That's what I am telling you with the Great Age Reboot, a book due out in December by National Geo. If I can say so, go back to 1020 A and B. That is download 101020 A and B segments. That's when I did the longevity specials. Today, the real age, if you will, tip of the week is regularly attending screening mammography reduces breast cancer mortality risk. That's our real age for younger you. Roizen's, if you will, rules for younger you. Number 24, stay up to date on preventive procedures. And it's important that you regularly attend screening mammography. It lowers breast cancer mortality risk. How much? I'll tell you in a few minutes. What are the health benefits of eating sprouts? And why are certain foods so addictive? Those are the odd omega segments. Heart failure-related mortality is up for rural compared to urban adults. That is, longevity is the next disruptor. What you should know about microsleep? Yes, that's well beyond wellness. And can you be too old for hip or knee replacement? No, that's our behalf, the age you are segment. Vaping pot worse than vaping tobacco for teens' lungs. And the FDA approves something pretty good. First liquid-filled aspirin. Why is it pretty good? Well, it's almost as good as taking bovine colostrum, that is the tablets, with your aspirin. It prevents GI problems. And I normally don't do COVID, but this was such a fun thing. 10 COVID things that have happened that might stick around. Number 1, curbside pickup. 2, virtual meetings. 3, working from home. 4, telemedicine. 5, business on top. Casual bottoms, or no bottoms even. Plexiglass, 6, 7 masks, 8 live streaming, 9, binge-watching TV, and 10, hikes and being outside. Let's get to it right away. So that heart failure mortality is up for rural versus urban adults. That's the longevity is the next disruptor segment. What do we have? That if you are in a rural area, you have about a 10% increased risk of dying compared to being in an urban area. What does it mean? It means that medical care experts in urban areas probably can do this better, or maybe it's that rural people don't want to, in fact, get as well and don't seek medical care as early or as soon. But when you balance all the conditions, it is that people in rural areas, once the diagnosis of heart failure has been made and at the same, every other condition equal by analysis, that people in the rural areas die 10% sooner. Ivermectin, we thought this might be good for mild COVID-19 or preventing it. Turns out in randomized studies, it doesn't have any benefit. Why are certain foods so addicted? This is the odd omega segment. It's because they release sugar. Look at them. Chocolate, ice cream, french fries, pizza, cookies, chips, cake, and cheeseburgers. All of them change the bacteria inside you to produce inflammation or release sugar, which causes release of dopamine and transmitters that get you addicted to it. Mouthfeel or just increased sugar, we don't know, but both of them, that is both the mouthfeel of saturated fat and the increased sugar that you get, are the addictive components. Health benefits and risks of eating sprouts. Health benefits, they're really concentrated vegetables. What are the risks? Well, if you will, it is that you need to cook them because they often have contamination. And the appearance of sprout matters too. If they're slimy, smelly, or musty, throw them out right away before they create that in your tummy. How does art therapy help MS symptoms? We don't know how it works, but it does. That's the Well Beyond Wellness segment, if you will, of You, the Owner's Manual podcast. This is 1037A, as I said, brought to you by Persona Nutrition. Do inversion tables really help back pain? Well, some of them do, and some people should definitely not try it. Hanging upside down can increase your blood pressure, and it can cause pregnancy problems. So stay clear if you're pregnant. Stay clear if you have high blood pressure, heart disease, or eye diseases such as glaucoma. And if you have acid reflux, tilting backward could make the symptoms worse. So they are helpful for as an alternative for low back pain, like stress management is, like food choices are that decrease inflammation, and like, if you will, acupuncture is. The next one is our Be Half the Age You Are segment. Can you be too old for hip or knee replacement? And this is many hip and knee replacements are now done for people in the 80s and 90s. You will discuss with the doctor your overall health, diabetes, heart conditions, medications you take, and muscle strength. And, of course, every surgery has risk, and you should be getting regular exercise, physical therapy, weight loss, and we need to know what medications you are on. But that is, you can actually get younger or be half the age you are by getting more movement, and one of those ways, of course, is hip or knee surgery. The FDA approved the first liquid aspirin You say, why do I need liquid aspirin? Well, the pills, either the enterocoated or others, often cause GI bleeding when the pill lands on your stomach lining. That's why we always say take it with a half a glass of warm water before and after. And if you do that and take bovine colostrum, 200 milligram in capsules, that's two capsules of bovine colostrum usually, you decrease your risk of a GI problem from aspirin or any other non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug by over 70% from randomized controlled trials. Next story in this segment is, what are the dangers and benefits of a micro sleep? Well, micro sleep is when you fall asleep for just a few minutes and then you jar yourself when you wake up. Very bad when you're driving. What's the key? Well, it turns out the experts say the key is, if you will, and by the way, people somehow blink or have trouble understanding or yawn excessively. The key, getting enough good quality sleep, typically 8 hours or whatever you need, before you're driving. That is, make sure you're well rested when you drive. Don't drive when you aren't well rested. We often go and travel to our grandchild, to our granddaughter's home, or even our grandson's home, different homes, by getting up at 6 in the morning. Well, you got to go to bed early if you're going to do that so that you can start. That's what a micro sleep is. You want to yawn. Vaping pot, worse than vaping tobacco for teens' lungs. 99 times as much damage from vaping pot. We think they're still putting vitamin E in it. Bad choice. They're still putting vitamin E in it, even though they say they aren't, and even on the label they say they aren't. But it looks like most of the people who are vaping and getting injured have vitamin E in their vape. Don't let it get in your vape. And don't vape. If you want the effect of marijuana, get a edible rather than a vaping one. Now this is my Roizen rule for a younger you, either number 24 or 25, which is to do preventive procedures, all that are needed. Getting a mammogram every year as opposed to every other year or irregularly decreases your risk over a 3-year period and over a 10-year period of dying from breast cancer by over 50%. Don't delay preventive maneuvers. If you've been delaying because of the virus, get them now. They are important to get them now. Thanks very much for tuning in to You, the Owner's Manual radio podcast on Radio MD or iHeart or wherever you downloaded us from. As I said, we are regularly brought to you by Persona Nutrition. I use Persona for my personalized supplements. You can too. If you want to have some fun, take the free online assessment to get supplements personalized just for you. Go to mypersona.com. I do. Mypersona.com. I get mine monthly, automatically shipped to me. And if I change, you just call the nutritionist there, or you can go online and change what you get. Mypersona.com. Wonderful site. Free online assessment, nutritionist to talk to for free. Wonderful site. Thanks again, Brad, for engineering. And thank you, most importantly, for downloading us and listening to us. This has been 1037B. Remember, if you didn't listen to fans last week on 1036B, I should say this is 1037A, but if you didn't listen to fans on 1036B, you'll want to. Larry Olmsted, the award-winning journalist who's been a visiting professor at Dartmouth and taught nonfiction writing, has a wonderful book out. It's called Fans, How Watching Sports Makes Us Happier, Healthier, and More Understanding. Thanks very much. We'll see you next week, I hope.